Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Practical Anger Management for Parents is a parenting self-help guide focused on emotional regulation, communication, and relationship repair within the family. Written by Chris Elaine, an author and parenting coach, the book presents itself as a hands-on toolkit for parents who want to respond more calmly during conflict, understand the sources of their anger, and reduce tension with children. The framing is practical rather than theoretical, with the promise of 44 techniques and tips that can be used in everyday family situations. Based on the public description, the book sits in the parenting and anger management category and is aimed at readers looking for immediate, usable strategies rather than abstract advice. Its core purpose is to help parents build a more positive parent-child relationship by improving self-awareness, communication, and emotional control. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a hands-on anger management guide built specifically for parents. The book is not a general anger management manual repurposed for family life. It is tailored to the pressures of parenting itself. That matters because parental anger often emerges in recurring, high-stakes moments, such as discipline, defiance, sibling conflict, homework, or general overload. A parenting-specific guide can therefore focus on real household triggers instead of offering broad stress advice that does not fit the realities of raising children. The title suggests a structured collection of 44 techniques and tips, which positions the book as a practical reference rather than a long-form theory lesson. This format is useful for parents who need short, actionable steps they can return to when emotions are already running high. The book's value lies in making anger management feel relevant to caregiving, where responses affect not only the immediate conflict, but also the child's sense of safety and trust. Secondly, understanding triggers as the starting point for emotional control. One of the most important ideas associated with the book is trigger awareness. The public description emphasizes learning to understand your triggers, which points to a central principle in anger work. Parents cannot reliably change their reactions until they identify what sets them off. In family settings, triggers are often layered, combining fatigue, noise, repeated demands, time pressure, and a child's behavior. A useful anger management book, therefore, needs to help parents distinguish the behavior they see from the deeper emotional or physical strain underneath it. That approach is more effective than simple suppression, because it treats anger as a signal rather than only a problem. By encouraging readers to notice patterns, the book likely helps parents interrupt escalation earlier, before frustration becomes shouting, sarcasm, or guilt-driven overcorrection. This emphasis on self-observation supports better decision-making and makes emotional regulation more realistic in everyday parenting. Thirdly, communicating better when conflict is already active. The book also centers communication, which is essential because anger in families usually becomes more damaging when it turns into harsh words, defensive exchanges, or repeated misunderstandings. Improving communication in this context means more than speaking politely. It means learning how to express limits, frustration, and correction without increasing hostility. A parent who can communicate clearly while upset is more likely to preserve cooperation and reduce the child's need to respond with fear or resistance. In practical terms, this kind of guidance often involves slowing down reactions, choosing language carefully, and separating the child's behavior from the child's worth. That distinction matters because children are more likely to listen when they do not feel attacked as people. The book's focus on communication therefore supports both discipline and relationship repair. It suggests that the goal is not to avoid hard conversations, but to handle them in a way that keeps the parent in charge of the situation without damaging trust. Fourthly, building a calmer home through emotional regulation and modeling. A major practical implication of the book is that parental self-control shapes the emotional climate of the whole household. When parents manage anger more effectively, they do more than prevent individual blow-ups. They model a style of emotional regulation that children can observe and gradually internalize. This is especially relevant in a book aimed at family relationships because children often learn how conflict works by watching how adults handle it. If the parent responds with grounded behavior instead of impulsive escalation, the child gets a live example of recovery, restraint, and respectful correction. The book description's emphasis on enhancing emotional awareness and resilience suggests that it is concerned with home atmosphere as well as individual behavior. That broader view is important because parenting is not only about stopping anger in the moment, it is about creating conditions where fewer interactions turn into battles. In that sense, the book connects personal self-management with long-term family culture. Lastly, why a technique-driven format makes the book accessible and usable. The strongest structural feature implied by the title is its method-based organization. A set of 44 techniques and tips signals a book built for quick consultation, which is valuable for busy parents who need immediate help rather than extensive psychological explanation. This format can make anger management feel less intimidating, because readers can work on one practical behavior at a time instead of trying to overhaul everything at once. That is especially useful in parenting, where stress often leaves little room for sustained study. A technique-driven book also supports repetition and habit building, both of which are crucial in emotional regulation. Readers can revisit the same strategies across different situations until they become more natural, compared with broader parenting books. This kind of guide is more likely to stand out for its usability. It promises concrete tools, a focused theme, and a direct link between insight and action. For many readers, that combination is the difference between a book that informs and a book that actually changes daily interactions. In conclusion, Practical Anger Management for Parents is best suited for parents, guardians, and caregivers who want concrete help with staying calm, communicating more effectively, and reducing conflict with children. It may also be useful for educators or anyone who works closely with families and wants a clearer understanding of how adult emotional regulation affects child behavior and trust. The book's main benefit is its practical orientation. Rather than treating anger as an abstract personal flaw, it frames it as a pattern that can be recognized, managed, and redirected through usable techniques. That makes it especially appealing to readers who want strategies they can apply immediately in ordinary family situations. What helps it stand out in the parenting self-help category is its combination of specificity and accessibility. The focus on 44 techniques suggests a wide range of entry points for readers at different levels of readiness, while the emphasis on triggers, communication, and relationship repair keeps the book centered on real family dynamics rather than generic advice. For readers seeking a concise, action-oriented guide to better parenting under stress, this book offers a clear and focused toolkit. If you would like to support Chris Elaine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.